We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Big traffic problems this morning in downtown Wichita, the central part of the city. We've got the story.
A Wichita man shot by officers has died. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Laura Kelly sworn in as governor of Kansas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It looks like off and on precipitation chances have worked their way into our forecast with a big blast of cold air arriving by the weekend. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Slick streets bringing a lot of accidents this morning in Wichita, especially on 54, Kellogg, and the interstates, the overpasses. Jad Chambers, what's the status right now on traffic?
Right now, Kellogg is closed. East and westbound. They closed it eastbound at Seneca. They closed it westbound at Rock Road. We've got multiple traffic accidents up on Kellogg. They're trying to get everybody off the highway. Traffic at a standstill there. We've got multiple traffic accidents reported on I-235 and K-96. Bridges and overpasses are just very, very icy out there this morning.
All right. A new migrant caravan from Honduras is making its way to the U.S.-Mexico border. Fox's Griff Jenkins has the latest.
The advertisement on social media said, depart on Tuesday, January 15th at 5 a.m. But last night, around 9 p.m. in the rain, about 500 or 600 started making their way already towards Guatemala. They've got about 200 miles to head west to a crossing in Guatemala. From Guatemala, another 200 miles to get to the southern border of Mexico where we saw clashes. From there, they'll continue, presumably, all the way to the U.S. border. With the U.S. Embassy in Honduras putting a tweet out yesterday saying to the effect, false promises, caravan leaders and coyotes will lie to you.
The caravan comes as President Trump and congressional Democrats remain in a standoff over funding for border security and a border wall, a standoff that has forced a partial government shutdown that has lasted for 25 days.
A wanted suspect who was shot last week during a confrontation by Wichita police officers has died.
Wichita police said Monday that 29-year-old Jeffrey Morris of Wichita died from his injuries Saturday. Police say Morris was shot Thursday when officers attempted to arrest him on an outstanding warrant. Police say Morris intentionally backed into a car, then drove forward, causing officers to fear they could be run over or seriously injured. Officers fired and struck Morris several times. Police say they tried several times before Thursday to talk to Morris into surrendering peacefully. The two officers involved in the shooting are a 13-year veteran and a 5-year veteran. Both have been placed on administrative leave, which is standard in officer-involved shootings. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Laura Kelly's top priorities as Kansas' new governor stem from her work as a state lawmaker and a decade as one of the legislature's key players on budget issues. Kelly has an agenda that includes boosting spending on public schools and expanding the state's Medicaid health coverage for the needy. After taking the oath of office Monday in Topeka, the 68-year-old Kelly told the crowd gathered on the Capitol steps, "We must seek to lift up all Kansans.
Regardless of whether they look like us, think like us, worship like us, love like us, or vote like us."
Soon after Kelly became the state's 48th governor, the House and Senate gaveled in to begin the 2019 session.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at rescinding a 10-year tax abatement for Fiber Dynamics. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the company did create jobs, but not enough to satisfy their promise to the city.
We're one of the very few cities in the United States where when we offer incentives, they come with pretty strict guidelines. And if you don't meet our guidelines, we ask for our money back.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
And the city council will consider adding bike lanes to a busy street in southeast Wichita when it meets today.
For several years, the council has been adding bike lanes to some thoroughfares around town to make the air capital more bike-friendly. The latest plan is to add bike lanes on Mount Vernon between Oliver and Woodlawn in southeast Wichita. Last October, the council approved $375,000 in funding for the project. Now the council will consider adding another $100,000. The meeting is underway at 9 o'clock at City Hall and is open to the public. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
The president fighting back after reports that the FBI has investigated the possibility that he may be working for Russia.
Mr. Trump denying two newspaper reports, one saying the FBI opened an investigation to see if the president had been influenced by Russian interests, and the other saying he'd tried to conceal details of a conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president taking to Twitter saying, quote, "The fake news gets crazier and more dishonest every single day. Amazing to watch certain people covering me and the tremendous success of this administration have truly gone mad. Their fake reporting creates anger and disunity." The White House going to great lengths to defend the president, stating how many of his accomplishments did not work in Russia's best interest. House Democrats are talking now about issuing subpoenas for the parties involved to testify about the president's actions. At the White House, Doug McElway, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Close game in Lawrence last night between Texas and Kansas. We'll hear from Coach Self and have highlights coming up in sports.
Outrage in Israel over artwork depicting a fast food mascot hanging on a crucifix. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A major California utility says it's going to file for bankruptcy over its fault in causing recent deadly California wildfires.
Pacific Gas and Electric has apparently notified regulators that it plans to file for bankruptcy at the end of the month. They're facing $30 billion in possible liability costs over California's wildfires. Investigators say the company's equipment was behind multiple fires across Northern California in 2017. Now it appears their equipment may have also started the Camp Fire, which turned into California's deadliest and most destructive fire ever this past fall, torching the town of Paradise. The PG&E CEO has stepped down. The stock price has tanked. PG&E has said climate change, drought, and dead trees have been catastrophic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An anniversary of a strange disaster in a major city.
Tuesday, Boston marks the 100th anniversary of the Great Molasses Flood. The disaster struck without warning on January 15, 1918, when a giant storage tank holding more than 2.3 million gallons of the sticky stuff suddenly ruptured, sending a wave of molasses crashing through the streets of the North End, killing 21 people and injuring 150 others. Most of the dead were municipal workers killed while eating lunch at a city building. U.S. Industrial Alcohol, the parent company of Purity Distilling, which owned the tank, argued that anarchists active at the time must have planted a bomb, but investigators found that to not be the case. They were found guilty of negligence and ordered to pay $300,000, the equivalent of $4.5 million today, to victims and their families. Lee Silasera, Fox News.
Outrage in Israel over artwork depicting a fast food mascot hanging on a crucifix.
The country's Arab Christian minority is angrily protesting over the exhibit featuring a crucified Ronald McDonald at a museum in Haifa. Israeli police dispersed demonstrators with tear gas and stun grenades after they tossed a firebomb at the museum and threw stones that wounded three police officers. Church representatives are demanding a court remove the exhibit's most offensive items, which also include Barbie doll renditions of Jesus and the Virgin Mary. But the museum has refused to bow to pressure, saying doing so would infringe on freedom of expression. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning, we've got the police advising that everybody stay off of bridges, overpasses, elevated roadways. Stay off of the Wichita highways right now. They've actually got Kellogg closed. Westbound, they've got it closed at Rock Road. Eastbound, it's closed at Seneca. Not a good idea to try and get up there anyway. Those bridges and overpasses are all iced over, and we've had dozens of traffic accidents this morning. Traffic on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A dense fog advisory goes into effect across Wichita early on. That may give us a few slick spots on the roadway, then partly cloudy by this afternoon with a high 48.
cloudy. Again, freezing fog likely overnight, our low 31, and some light freezing drizzle early tomorrow. Wednesday, colder with a high near 40. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, fog, mist, 27 degrees, south wind at 3 miles per hour. Whatever Kansas weather deals us from one minute to the next, be prepared. Whether it's snow, rain, sun, or the cold, when Kansas weather changes, go see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks at the clock tower in Delano. 812 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A disturbing story now coming from government, from the statistics that show how big this opioid crisis has become. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
So I have a better chance, a bigger chance of dying in a car accident or the opioids than a car accident, right?
A greater chance.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, the statistics out. Now, these are based on numbers collected in 2017, but it takes a while to crunch the numbers, but it's the best we have. Let's say that the chances of dying in a car crash are 1 in 103, but the chances of dying from an overdose, specifically an opioid overdose, are 1 out of 96.
Oh, wow. All right. We were talking about this earlier. We don't have a huge opioid problem here in our area, here in our city and county, but I know there are some places in this country where it's just devastating, right?
Well, the chances are you probably do have it in your community. You just don't realize it yet. I don't think there's really a community that hasn't been touched by this somehow, or someone's son who's away living in a different community that lives, near to you, probably has something affected by this.
No, we have it. Don't misunderstand it. Yeah. We have it. It's just not that as big a problem.
It's affected every corner of the country, I'm convinced. But what it does highlight is just how widespread this is. And when we think of drug issues and addictions and the health issues that are created by them, where we often sort of, I think historically, have had this disdain for people who died or suffered drug overdose because they've sought out illicit illegal drugs, they've endured other illegal activity, and sometimes we thumb our nose at them or something like that. But in these situations, and so many of these people started using these drugs because their doctors gave it to them to control pain.
Well, and that my wife had my wife had double knee surgery replacement last year, and we had to jump through about 12 hoops to get 3 pills. So, if there's doctors out there still doing it, they need to be stopped immediately.
Well, that's what has been slowly happening, that there have been changes, not just in law, but in medical practice.
Yeah.
Say, let's hold off on prescribing these. Or don't prescribe them so much, don't prescribe them so plentiful. Let's see, there are other management techniques for pain.
Yeah.
And often what happens is someone has some kind of chronic pain, or maybe they had surgery, like, for instance, your wife, and they were given a supply of these opioid pain pills to manage that pain. There are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, these non-addictive, non-narcotic, that can do decent jobs managing pain. And there's been a return to that in the wake of this crisis from the doctors who are not so quickly handing out these pills. But there's also been a lot of enforcement going on. There's been a lot of police work going on. There are a number of states, including Florida, from where I'm speaking to you, that are suing retail pharmacy giants because they stocked these pills in warehouses and at the retail locations in such vast quantities that it just completely overshadowed the stocking of other medications that they carry. Why? Because they were intended to sell these to people.
Right, and they've done a good job of that. But, what we've got to – I'm sure a lot of this, though, is going to be black market stuff out of control.
Well, it turns to that eventually, because the person who becomes addicted through a legitimate prescription – now says, well, I need this.
Yeah.
The doctor begins to not give it to them. Maybe they try other doctors who might get hip to it, and they don't give it to them. So then they start seeking people, as you said, in the black market to sell them their pills. And then when they can't do that, they turn to street drugs. They turn to the illicit stuff, the heroin, the street fentanyl as opposed to the medical fentanyl, which also is extremely powerful and addictive. And that's where you end up in this horrific, vicious cycle. There is more, I want to say, sympathy, but a more proactive approach to it now in a lot of places we are not treating first-time drug offenders as full-on criminals. They are being sent to treatment programs that are court-managed as opposed to throwing them in jail and having them rot and not getting the treatment that they need. They might get denied the medication, the substance, but they're not treating the addiction problem. So when they get out after 6 months or a year, whatever it is, they're right back where they started.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown said that Americans are more likely to die of opioid overdose than a car crash. Big news out this morning. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted. A bizarre story. Police in northern Texas say a woman was banned from a local Walmart after she spent hours driving an electric shopping cart around the store's parking lot while drinking wine from a Pringles can. Officers responded to a report of a suspicious person early Friday at a Walmart in Wichita Falls.
Good times.
A police spokesman says the woman had been tooling around the parking lot in the electric cart for about 3 hours. Police eventually tracked the woman to a nearby restaurant. She was not arrested, but was told not to return to that Walmart store.
How gassed was this woman?
Oh, she had to be. Blitzed. I mean, obliterated. Yeah. Oh. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And that University of Kansas basketball team loves Monday nights, right, Ted?
Well, yeah, those ESPN Big Monday games, certainly when the Jayhawks get a home scenario under that game, they always win. And I mean always. Bill Self, in fact, has never lost a home game on ESPN Big Monday in Lawrence since he became KU's head coach. And that trend continued last night. Seventh-ranked Kansas taking on Texas. It certainly was not a blowout. KU having to protect a very small lead in the late going. In fact, needing a big defensive stop down the stretch. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Osikowski facing up on Diedrich. Drives on him. Backs down. Garrett comes in. Tries to get a tie up. He did. Marcus Garrett, for all his brilliance offensively, just made his biggest play on the other side of the floor.
Yep, getting a jump ball, and then KU converted on a bucket after that. And the Jayhawks hold on and beat Texas 80-78 in Lawrence, as KU has now won 31 straight games on ESPN Big Monday in Lawrence. Sophomore Marcus Garrett, you heard him get the big tie-up right there. He had a career-high 20 points. Senior LeGerald Vick with 21 points to lead the Jayhawks. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
And they shot the ball ridiculously well, especially down the stretch. But we hung in there. I mean, hung in there, had every reason to panic and lose our poise, and that's about as well as we've executed with at game point against a zone in a long time. So that was good to see.
So the Jayhawks are now 15-2 on the season with that win. And they'll talk about it tonight, break it all down on KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That will be at 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The new polls coming out yesterday, not much movement for KU. Jayhawks still holding at number 7 in the Associated Press poll, moving up a spot to number 8 in the coaches poll. Kansas State getting votes in both polls. The Wildcats among the top 33 vote-getters in both polls. We've got women's basketball tonight. The Shocker ladies go down to Dallas on the road at SMU. The Shockers haven't lost in Dallas against the Mustangs in 30 years. They've only lost once ever down at SMU. So the Shocks have had some good success at SMU. The Shocker ladies tonight, Steve Strain will have live coverage beginning at 6:45 this evening, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the NBA last night, home win for the Sacramento Kings beat the Portland Trail Blazers 115-107. Starting lineup for Sacramento, Buddy Hield, who played at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. Buddy Hield had 19 points, 7 rebounds. The Kings win their third in a row. They are just a half game behind for a playoff spot in the current standings. College men's basketball, JUCO ranks last night. The JUCO, the Hutchinson women win at Northwest Kansas Tech, 107-51. The Hutchinson ladies are 17-0, and they're ranked number 4 in the nation. And the Hutchinson men beat Tech 85-78 in Goodland. Hutchinson men are now 15-2. They're ranked number 12 in the nation. And a huge honor for the Blue Dragons coach. Head coach Steve Eck will be inducted into the National JUCO Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. And that induction ceremony will take place in March in Hutchinson on Eck's home court during the National JUCO Tournament. Steve Eck has 597 career junior college coaching victories. He's won national championships at Hutchinson and at Redlands. He's also coached at Butler and Cowley. And, of course, if you add in his basketball wins at Jardine Middle School and at Wichita South High School, he's got more than 900 career coaching wins as a basketball coach. So, Steve Eck, get a real nice honor. National JUCO Basketball Association Hall of Fame induction coming up in a couple months. And happy birthday today to one of the great hockey players to make his way through Wichita. Ron Handy is 56 today. He was on those back-to-back championship Wichita Thunder teams in the mid-1990s. Also played briefly in the National Hockey League. He was a great one. And without him, Thunder might not have won those championships. He was fantastic, especially in the postseason. Ron Handy, 56 today. At Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
The Cars for Charities Car Show coming to Wichita this week at Century 2, January 18th to 20th. I have a pair of tickets right now for caller number 5 at 869-1330. I'll throw in Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers as
very nice.
Well. That's 869-1330. Give us a call. I'll take caller number 5. 823, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. A tax on drinking water? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.